Instagrammed that sunset shot with the kids at the creek last Friday, so there's that. Cock-a-doodle-doo, the chatterbox informs me that I'm 14 minutes late, and I suck as a person. I'm feeding the machine, and it's eating me alive. And the chatter will continue to race through my mind until I decide to downshift and put things back in perspective. Calm down, Furtick. It's just a light bulb. Just like that, if only for a split second, the chatterbox gives way, and I get on with my day. Unfortunately, it won't be long until the chatterbox sounds off again, probably next time about something much more serious than a light bulb. So much doubt, panic, raw impulse, and bogus conjecture stream through my mind. My soul sometimes feels like a Twitter feed where I'm following a million of the most annoying people ever, and I can't find the unfollow button. But God is faithful to speak to. His voice rises from the pages of His Word, which is the exact expression of His will. He speaks not only on Sunday mornings in the sanctuary where the congregation is gathered, but also in the stillness of His works scattered across the night skies. His Spirit speaks with promptings that are not audible. Often they are much louder than that. Always in perfect harmony with the Scriptures, and always resounding with perfect wisdom. And in every season of my life, God has sent reminders to confirm